Hero's bland persona is part of his appeal. He's a one-size-fits-all hero. For 20 years, everyone tried to create distinct, memorable avatars for us to control. Sonic, Lara Croft, Mega Man. That trend has reversed, and popular games now feature silent, unknown characters, such as Halo's Master Chief and the faceless grunts from Call of Duty and SOCOM. Yet they're still copying Mario, who is both wackily specific, an overalled plumber, and vague as fog. Anyone ever seen him unclog a drain? My own Mario memories probably aren't too different from anyone else's. My first experience was with the cardboard box the NES came in, rather than any game. A schoolmate brought it on the bus every day to show off, and we crowded around to look at the screenshots on its obverse side. A few months later, our parents bought us an NES, and my brothers and I put it through usage that would put a Miami air conditioner to shame. We traded games with neighbors, kids older and younger than us, even traded out of the middle school caste system with the cool kids. We started a neighborhood fan club. To get in, you had to beat a game and find a secret. Most everyone's secrets were from Super Mario Brothers, which had them in spades. Then high school and college and life happened.